Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds black like Michael Jackson. Diamonds white like Michael Jackson. I spent 2 racks on my fashion. I'm under the cheese like a caption. And mama said I need to slow up. Ayy, I worry about money too much. I need a Benz in a mansion. I need diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds black like Michael Jackson. Diamonds white like Michael Jackson. I spent 2 racks on my fashion. I'm under the cheese like a caption. And mama said I need to slow up. Ayy, I worry about money too much. The money too much, yeah. Worry about hundreds too much, yeah. Don't do no talking when I'm on the internet. Can't get these dummies too much. I'm from the motherfucking side, yeah. Your niggas die every time, yeah.
Shout out, man, man. Listen, man, that's Michael Jackson, Mira Fontaine featuring Sean Smith. One thing about that's he's a legend. He's a legend for creating that song. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, shout out to the one, the only Michael Jackson. I remember, you know, I lost my Michael Jackson glove. Man, I lost my mind.
Like a motherfucker.
Because I had got a white glove, right? And I had put glue in it, and I dipped it in some glitter. And that was I used to sleep with that glove and everything. And I woke up one day, it was gone. But before we get started.
I remember when you had the bootleg Jerry Curl with the red leather jacket with all them fucking zippers on
it. You wanted to be me.
I didn't want to be you.
You wanted to be me because people
was
thought I was.
You. I thought
people
you was
like,
crazy.
"Damn, this baby, this BMJ, this baby Michael."
No,
people
called
me. They called me baby Mike.
No, they did.
You was mad. You was hating.
No, you had that fucking pleather jacket on with all them zippers on it.
No, 47 we was hating. But hold up, I'm just saying before we even start, guys. Before we go into this, before
he
we
had a J curl with a leather jacket, a pleather jacket with 47 zippers on it.
Oh, but listen. Before we go into this, I want to say something that's very important.
What?
Shout out to Mike. Can we get a moment for Mike?
A moment of what?
There's a moment.
What type of moment?
Man, that's what he was telling them kids, man.
Yo, whoa. Don't disrespect Mike like that. Don't do that. Don't slam his name. That's defamation of character. Don't do that.
Don't put that smut on Mike.
Don't put smut on Mike's name. People, there's allegations. Don't do that.
Let me tell you something.
Don't do that.
That's like saying OJ did it.
Don't
listen,
do that.
If the glove didn't fit, you must have quit.
Don't do that.
You hear me?
Now, we're going to leave that. I'm going to give y'all a pass. I'm going to give you a pass.
See OJ talk about he brings
no,
to Twitter.
Chill. No, he's on Twitter. Shut up. You know, we talked. But listen. I'm going to just leave that alone. I'm going to give y'all both a pass. Y'all getting a pass. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to forget that. Y'all disrespect the mic. But I'm going to say this. This is $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. This is the Nut Gilly the Kid. Back there, the producer, a.k.a. Dev Nasty.
What? I just stood out there. By the name of Gilly the King.
We go by the name of Gilly the Nut.
This is Grandmaster of all nut ass.
See, I'm starting to realize you and Dev is nuts, but it's cool.
Okay.
Because y'all slam Michael Jackson name on there.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Do you ever see a dude, though, that got, like, that good hairline where his shit is, like, an inch or two above his eyebrows and you want to punch the shit out of
him? Yep. I'm a hater when it comes to, like, people with hair. I hate them.
Yeah.
You got waves, huh? You think you better than anybody, huh? Because you got waves?
So, you two niggas is jealous of niggas with hair?
Yeah, niggas with them real... Because I remember my shit used to be, like, an inch above my eyebrows, man, and now my...
Dev, you talking about, like... Dinosaur time. You didn't have you been had a convertible. But I will say this. I just want to say that all you dudes were here, y'all ain't nothing. I'ma just get off of that because this is real personal, man. I really did.
I mean, we got really the right shaved heads for it, so we got it off.
I really hate them dudes.
Hey, listen, man. Something going on real serious.
Let's talk about some serious stuff.
In Philadelphia.
Let's talk about it.
The crime rate in Philadelphia for 2019, as far as the June 24th goes.
We talking about the homicides.
Homicides.
The homicide rate.
The homicide rate.
Homicide.
As high in 2019 as it's been since 2007. That's unbelievable. So it's more homicides to this point in the...
No, you're a little off a little bit.
I'm not off.
As of right now, as of June 24th, you know, as we shooting this podcast, at the June 24th, there are 158 homicides in Philadelphia.
Right.
For the year 2019. But on
2007, it was
more. No, but hold. 2012, it was 180 at this time. And 2007, it was 194.
Right. So that means that... people's getting killed at an alarming rate right now. And one thing I know, to all the youngins, to all the young bucks out there that's out there in them streets, out there with nothing productive to do, please do me a favor. Find yourself something productive to do this summer. Because if you come from the city of Philadelphia, you know one thing's for sure, two things for certain. When it get hot, niggas get shot. I'm gonna say that one more time for y'all. When it get hot, niggas get shot. So if you out the way, if you somewhere working, if you somewhere keeping yourself busy, off the market, then the chances of you visiting heaven this summer is a lot slimmer.
Yeah, staying out the way.
Like my whole thing is, if you young, and you know the streets is filled up with Thundercats. And you see your homies dying and your homies getting shot. And y'all got to keep adding niggas to your Instagram profile. I look at some niggas' profiles. They got 42 niggas on there.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, John, Donnie, Raheem, Marmar, Jarrell. Goddamn. How many niggas... did you lose in the last...
It's starting to become normal to them where they don't even really understand how crazy that is.
I met somebody that told me, she's from San Diego. And she told me, she worked in Philly. She never knew nobody that got killed. Mm-hmm. And I realized then how we normalize death and murder to where I'm like, you never knew nobody got killed. I'm just saying to myself, like, she's not crazy. I'm crazy. Like, that's just crazy to be able to normalize people getting murdered to the point where as though you just humanize it, where it's just normal. It's just like, you don't even feel about it. You just like, oh yeah, somebody got shot yesterday. Damn, they tripping. You don't even say like somebody lost their life yesterday because right. they was murdered. Like, it's just right. like we normalize it where it's just mm-hmm. cool and we just accepting it. And then you got to understand a lot of these young cats out here, it's hard to compete with history. Their fathers was in it. Their grandfathers was in it. So now it's like, okay, you quick to tell a person, no, don't do that. But retaliation is a part of the culture that they're a part of. Mm-hmm. So the first thing you saying, he killed my homie, I got to kill his homie, I got to kill him. And the cycle keep going on because this is what you was taught that is cool. See, one thing about us in the ghetto, we subscribe to what's cool. Whatever's cool, that's our thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. Anything that we consider is cool, and cool is whatever the masses is doing, whatever the majority of the people is doing. Like I say, we come from a place where everybody do what everybody do. But you got to go through some shit to realize you ain't anybody. You're ever some jail or get shot, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's going to be a continuing thing to something come in to where as though somebody got to step up and say, listen, man. And that's from a neighborhood perspective. We keep talking about it got to start within your neighborhood to where as though the mindset, it got to be a mindset change. But mm-hmm. if all you see is poverty, when you come outside of your house, you think I got to act a certain way. Think about this. Think about the mindset. If you're in a certain part of the city and it's nice, you know, one of those areas they gentrified or whatever's going on, and you got something in your hand, say you finish eating it, you don't throw it down on the street. You notice that? Mm-hmm. But if you're in the hood, you throw it down on the street. So if you don't value yourself when you look in the mirror, how can you value somebody else that look like you? You're not going to value them. You put value of life on other people. Like, it's certain stuff you're not going to do mm-hmm. downtown. You're not going to bust them. You ain't going to shoot nobody downtown, but you'll shoot somebody in front
Absolutely.
Of your grandma.
You know how hard it is for somebody to point a black man to point a gun at a white man? They ain't going to do that.
They scared to death. So it's a mind thing. And we was conditioned to look at things this way. That's why, you know, it's easy for me to see you as my enemy because I don't value myself. I don't value the community I come from. I don't value the elders. So it's like, damn. But at the same time, we blame these young boys. But it's like, it's a lot of nut ass old heads that gave him this game.
Oh, man, listen, my homies, they dads and everything, put them on the set, taught them how to cook crack. Yo, this is how you going to earn in the house and all of that. So my homies got put on by a lot of their fathers, uncles and all of that. So it's up to other men to step up and, you know, show them a different route. You know what I'm saying?
But even with that, though, you got to understand the mindset, even as the fathers or the uncles or whatever, their mindset is I'm looking out. I'm teaching them how to earn, how to get some money. So it's like they be lost. So it's like it's just generational loss. And you just looking at everybody like you trying to figure it out like, damn, we like, damn, why is this not working? Why are we doing? Man, it's hard to compete with history.
And you don't want to know what's funny? Not too long ago, my nephew got murdered, right? And we go to the funeral. I'm with my sons. And we leave out the funeral. And I just asked my sons, I said, okay, how many homies did he have that we seen that walked in there? They was like, a lot. I said, okay, so we can agree that it was a lot of people who was his homies that came to the funeral. We can agree on that. Yeah, we can agree on that. I said, how many of them niggas you seen crying?
Only people that was crying was the women and the women, the babies, and the older males.
Man, they used to it, bro.
They just was like,
bro,
like,
I was in middle school when dudes my age, you know, that we was all friends in school and everything, middle school, going to jail for murder.
And you know what's crazy? I think that rung a bell in my son's head. They really had to say, damn, none of them was really crying because all them niggas was too cool. How do you lose
a friend?
To get shot out here in the streets.
But they hardened.
Left in the streets to die. This your man. This your day one. This that shit that all these young, oh, my day one, my ride or die. How you go to your ride or die funeral and don't even shed a tear?
And a week later be on the gram with a gun in your hand talking crazy.
You didn't even shed a tear. You're day one. You're ride or die. Got murdered out here.
Desensitized, man.
And yeah, you niggas deep. Didn't even shed a tear.
Because we, like I said, we normalized pain and what's going on. We got to change that whole mindset. The mindset is, yeah, somebody do something to him, I'm ready to go. I'm a killer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's the people mindset. And we don't think like this. Ride for me and right as you'll ride for me and wrong. Why he got to go through something crazy for me to want to move out for him? Mm-hmm. Why I can't want to move out for him? Listen, man, my aunt, she got to join the hiring, get a job. Mm-hmm. Why everything got to be negative? Our whole relationship and our existence as friendship in the streets exists off some negative shit.
Yeah, if he open up a store, nobody want to come to store and buy nothing. But if he needs somebody to ride on some niggas, they'll come.
Listen, you mean to tell me, and this is not crazy, if I want to go shoot some people, I could get plenty of people. Let's go shoot some people. I got some people I want to rob. But, and if I die, I got a bunch of people that's robbing me. Yeah, we was at his funeral. You're going to have a bunch of people come to the funeral. I got to be willing to shoot somebody, rob somebody, sell some dope, or die for you to support me. Now, think about this. You go to a funeral, you see thousands of people there. But when somebody trying to do something right, imagine if all you people were supporting that person's business or their idea or encouraging them or introducing them to outlets. Imagine where they could go.
Half of the people that did that.
It's funny as, I don't know. I can't speak for the white people, but I can speak for the black people. It's funny to me. A lot of times, the only time you see the majority of your family is at funerals.
Yeah. And cookouts when they got some free food.
No, that's you, nigga.
No. A lot of people that I see, I don't see my family because I see other people's families because I slide up on other people's cookouts.
Right. People that you might know one motherfucker at the cookout, but you eat the most.
One thing I learned, he be always asking me, damn, why, where you going? And I'm driving around now. I don't pull up with him no more because he wanna interrogate me about, before we go, you want to interrogate me before we even get out the car. Oh, listen, no accent. Don't tell me how many plates to get.
Because let me just say
Tell me how to be. How you want police my plates?
But let me say this,
like,
right?
What type of shit
let
is that?
Let me just say this, right? He'll pull up to a cookout. He don't even know the people.
No.
And his mentality is,
Dev,
somebody out here going to know me.
Dev, no, this is the whole
somebody
thing.
Somebody going to know me. So somebody would be like, whoa, yo, I love you. Yo, what's it? It's your family. You got some potato salad over there?
Let me explain something to you, Dev.
The nigga leave with five plates of potato salad.
No. Can I just explain?
I'm eat for the week.
Can I explain my case? Because he's biased.
For the week.
He don't even understand what's going on. All right.
Who leave a person cookout that you don't even know talking about? I got food for the week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, listen. Let me just say this. I'm going to just say this.
He's a nut ass nigga.
In my defense.
How did we get off murders in Philadelphia?
No. I want to say this.
Wallow.
No. I'm going to explain this. I'm going to get to the point because he's slandering my name. He's putting smut on my name. Let me tell you something. I pull up, park. People, you know, in the park is usually a certain type of music. All night long. You know, always there. DJ, don't stop, Planet Rock. The roof is on fire. So I'm like this. So right immediately, that's happened to my youth. It connects me with yesterday. It connects me when I was young and I was around the way. Because I used to call me DM when I was a kid. They used to call me Dancing Machine because I used to go and just dance the night away. So now I go, when I hear the music, I'm connecting with yesterday. So now I'm thinking block party music. I'm thinking the neighborhood is a connection. So when I hear the music, I'm like, pull over. I know somebody's going to know me. I know somebody even, you know why I know somebody going to know me? They're even going to know me from jail because I know everybody. You know, a bunch of dudes was in jail. They're going to know me from jail. They're going to know my peoples or something. Or they're going to know me from Instagram, whatever.
So you're using your celebrity to get free food?
No, not really.
Yes.
Because a lot of times
you're basically a freeloader.
There's not going to be a cookout that I go to in Philly and it's not somebody I know from jail. Period. I'm just putting that out first. It's usually jail first. And then,
but that's a sad statistic.
It's real. It's real. I'm just being real.
No, what's fucked up is that you wasn't even invited.
No, you're invited when somebody see you, acknowledge you. Wait, what's going on? And you go over there. So I slide over there. I already got it in my mind. When I slide over there, they be like, yo, damn, man, what's up, man? How long you been out, bro? Man, how you doing, man? Oh, that's your peoples and all that, man. So now, he be like, yeah, that's my cousin. Once he say that's my, he take me over there. Immediately, I'm scanning the whole scene. I'm surveying the scene. When the ambulance pull up to a crime scene, they got to survey the scene. So I'm surveying the scene. What type of salads they got? How was the food prep? Because I don't eat anybody food, but I eat anybody food because I was in jail. Like, I was in jail. So my baby told me this. She said, baby, you just can't be able to, you can't be just, I said, oh, baby, hold. You not qualified to tell me that.
You was a tray slayer.
I got a jail stomach. It's different. I ate all types of shit in jail. So what happened is, once they say, this is my cut, I scan the joint, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then they hit me with the joint, man, go ahead, grab some. I'm like, no, man, that's y'all thing. I ain't trying to, this and third. Man, you better grab some. And then all I need is one aunt to say something. Because it used to be, baby, you better go ahead, baby. I'm like, damn, man, I really don't eat meat. That's my joint. I'm throwing that out real quick. I don't eat meat. They're like, no, go ahead. We got salads and all that. So that means, get how much salad you want.
No, it don't.
Does it do?
How did you get to the... I don't know. Anyway.
I'm just telling you. So my whole thing is like, it's a big summer. It's a big summer.
The only thing I understood was the nigga said he got a jail stomach. Yeah. What the fuck is that, man?
Yeah. Let's get to $1 million. Yeah, y'all don't want to have no jail stomach, so stop with the goofy
no,
shit.
No, what I'm saying is I ate some bad stuff in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, I got food poison, man. That's why I stopped eating meat back in the day in jail.
But this nigga said he got a jail stomach. What?
Yeah, my stomach is like, you know, a lot of dudes got a jail. You see a dude come over, you're like, damn, he can eat anything. He just can knock stuff food down and it don't hurt him. Oh, not on duty. Stop that. You look at you. Your mind is dirty. But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? You be like, well, damn, that food ain't that good. How can he eat that? I mean, survival. Them trays came through the door sometimes. It wasn't good. You was hungry. You was in the hole.
You're right. Jail stomach. Let's go into $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
It's a Gilly. I need some game, Gilly. I've been talking to this guy for about 8 months. Everything is great. He's the perfect guy.
How's everything great? Because he's ready to say something bad.
But recently I found out he has been watching trans women porn.
Come on, God.
They all look like women, but had dicks. Then she got the emoji of the face like this. He says he ain't gay because he doesn't like men, and trans women he watches can all pass for natural born women. Do men just like weird porn sometimes?
Hell no.
Give me some game.
Is he bisexual?
He said he isn't gay.
Bro, there's fucking dicks. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, come on, man.
All I'm going to say is I enjoy porn. I'm in a relationship, so me and him have two things in common. But I've never watched... Tranny Formers and Coctimus Prime. I've never pulled Tranny Formers up on Pornhub. Never in my life. I don't. Now you're a porn. What would be called a porn master?
Connoisseur. Yeah. Connoisseur.
I'm a porn connoisseur.
Have you ever watched Tranny Formers and Coctimus Prime?
No.
Never, not once.
Never.
Better not.
Why are you getting so serious?
No, I'm like, oh.
He's trying to make sure you know where he stands. Like, listen, I'm gonna stand. What about you, 11 toes down like Danny Garcia.
I mean, being in the
what
fact
about
that
you, Dad?
I'm 11 toes listen, down listen, like listen. Danny Garcia.
What about you, Dad?
Hold on. But being in the fact that you did throw your piece up.
You threw your piece up.
For anybody to see.
Listen, man.
You dig what I'm saying? You did.
I was just making my day.
Do a presentation of your dick on MySpace back in the day for everybody man. To see, you said. So,
whoa.
That's what he did. He said he put a presentation of his face.
That's when he started getting flew out.
Yeah, flewed.
Yeah. He started getting flew out.
So,
what did you tell her?
Have you ever turned on a...
Absolutely not.
Porn was called Sword Fighting.
Listen, bro.
Sword Legends.
She knows the
sword
answer.
Sword Legends.
Listen, she knows the answer.
Swords are us.
Yo, she knows the answer to that question. You know, homie is he like dicks, man. Period, point blank.
He's special.
Ain't no reason.
See, listen. One thing about us, one thing about me, I don't judge you. Whatever you are in life, whatever you want to be in life, be that.
Yeah.
If you want to be part of the training form, just be that.
You saying you don't judge people, but at the same time, you're nothing. You don't want to accept responsibility for who you are, and you judge other people.
Well, actually. If some people might do believe that I'm a nut ass nigga, but people do understand that you're the king of the nut ass niggas. Like you're the number one, you're the soul, you're the alpha, omega, you the El Capitan.
Where did that like who created nuts? Like I don't understand that.
What?
Who created nut ass? Like straight up. Who created
that
word?
Clean that up.
No, not on duty. Not on duty. But who created that? Like where did that word come from? Like.
That's some Philly shit.
Okay,
for real.
Yeah, some Philly shit, but it really is when you be in the hood and you come across a nigga like Wallow, then you're like, this nut ass nigga, this nigga's a fucking nut. Like, yeah, that's where it really came from. Like, niggas like you.
Oh, all right. I just wanted to know. Because I don't understand it. Like,
but this nigga's looking at titties and dicks on the same thing, and she's wondering if there's something wrong there. We're not saying it's wrong. We're saying in their relationship, if she don't accept that, yo, she got
to
toast.
I mean, at the end of the day, if that's not something that you're into and that's something that he's into, then you need to exit the building. You need to develop your exit plan. What's the exit plan, Wallow?
Exit the building.
No, what the fuck you mean? Damn, see, that's I caught you in your lie. I caught you in your lies, bitch.
Exit the building.
No, what do you mean exit the building? See, hold on.
You talking about the kung fu?
No, hold on.
He's talking about danger. He's talking about martial arts.
No. He's talking about, he said he always got an exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere he walk into, he notices where his exit plan
is. But we're not talking about martial arts. He's talking about porn. He's talking about the girl.
Hold on.
And dudes watching training.
Hold on. And then he said he had a theme song for his exit plan.
Yeah.
I just called for your theme song, and you don't even know what your theme song was.
No, because
I
haven't retreated in a while.
Exit the building. What do you
like
mean?
I haven't retreated in a while due to the fact that people, like, they see me and they just like, oh, he knows it. He know that stuff. People used to try to test me first.
You know what I mean? So we're going to try this again. Shorty, if that's something
you got to know when to fold them, know when to hold them.
Okay.
Know when to walk away, know when to run.
Okay, so you got to know when to run. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's supposed to be in the house watching beautiful Latino butts. You know when
you looking at Latina nuts,
right?
Yeah,
like what is this?
Nuts for us?
Yeah,
not
like,
listen, he's man. He's supposed to be watching beautiful Latino butts. He's watching Latino nuts.
Listen, man, come on, she know better.
So at the end of the day, let me tell you something. Don't judge my patience. All right. Obviously, she doesn't know better, or she wouldn't be in my DM asking me for this game.
Who told him he's a doctor?
I am a doctor.
Dr. Gil.
I'm Dr. Gil, nigga, and I got over 30,000 patients. You hear me?
I don't think people want to be called a patient.
Can we at least agree? Hold on. Can we agree for this lady that her dude likes penises?
I mean, he definitely loves to look at them. Absolutely. I don't know if he loves to actually take a sausage to the back, but he definitely loves to look at the sack. He definitely does. He gets a kick out of that. Now, that's weird for me, and that would be that's definitely borderline gay, absolutely, if you just want to sit around.
What do you say about that locker room shit that be going on in the sports world? They just be in the shower room getting raw.
Like, what?
I mean, at the end of the day, I went to college. I played college basketball.
So what happened?
So,
why? Oh, you just was in there. You didn't take naked showers, did you?
Yeah.
How the fuck did you do that? They don't even do that in jail.
Because let me tell you something. It ain't no motherfucking bird watching. You hear me? We don't even look at each other.
But why is y'all raw when y'all can have shorts on?
Who takes a shower?
Bro, that's jail. Ain't nobody getting raped in the fucking locker room.
Right, you was worried about niggas blitzing your kicks. You was worried about nigga tackling y'all in the shower room. I wasn't worried about that.
Yeah.
I was worried about actually just taking a shower.
Man, listen, man.
You was up there like this. You had to lift your shorts up, stick your soap in.
Listen, man, we gonna go. Listen, on that note about
the
jail.
Cakes on the lizard.
Listen, on that note about jail, we going straight into stories from a cell. This one of the days I was scared in jail.
Another one?
Yeah, I was scared. Listen. This old head, right? He was already, he had a treacherous look. Had a gang of time. He was doing a bunch of time. He already had a bunch of time in jail already. Was in jail already for 1,000 years. And I knew he was different because he used to walk around with his robe on all day. All he had was his flip-flops and his robe on and the knife. Somebody had a knife in his robe. He had this nasty-ass handlebar mustaches and a bird nest. He had a vicious bird nest. He looked dangerous. So one day, one of these goofy bulls just coming to jail, don't know no better, stole something out of his cell. Let me tell you something. That man came on a block, Dev, and lost his mind. Wait till I find out which one of you motherfuckers came in my cell. It's going to be blood on my knife or shit on my dick. I said, oh, shit. I was standing in the phone. I said, oh, shit. Listen, I call you back. I'm locking up. That was like the guard saying it's lockup time.
Right.
Old head was losing his mind on the joint.
So I'm thought old head might grip you up and put some shit on his piece?
It wasn't about gripping you up, but it's like when you in jail and you see shit that you probably heard about in movies, or you hear, it'd be like, is this shit real? You just immediately go in retreat move.
So let me get this right. A nigga went old head cell, took some little deppies.
No, I don't know what he took.
Old head said he gonna put blood on his knife and he gonna fuck a nigga.
No, he said it's gonna be shit on his dick. Blood on my knife or shit on my dick.
About some little deppies.
I don't know if it was little deppies. I don't know what it was.
He just wanted to do that, period.
Right. He was a savage.
Let me just say something. Like, you could have took my fucking TV out my cell. Wouldn't go be shit on me.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
like you could have took the whole fucking cell over. It wasn't never going to be shit on the dick.
Hold on. So this dude, was he notorious for this? Like, people knew him?
No, he messed with them boys and stuff in jail. So anything's bound to go with it. So I go, listen, after I came out of my cell, I go to the cell, sit down for a while. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a dangerous place. Then I go holler at my old head. I say, oh, hey, Big Jake, what's up with the boy down there?
The shit on my dick, boy.
Oh, he said, no, he crazy, man. He into that, but he do that randomly. Ain't nobody taking that out of the cell. He was fishing. I said, fishing?
Oh, my God.
I said, what's fishing? He just try to lie somebody up. I said, line him up. I said, what type? He ready to take somebody innocence? What the fuck is going on? I was like, I didn't know. It'd be a lot of crazy shit to go on in jail.
He sound like the boy Snowball from Jersey. You know, as a nigga that they say Snowball, he always knock niggas out and suck their dick.
Whoa.
What?
It's a dude in the Jersey jails, like all the like the blood homies and all of that they be talking about. They be saying the boy like is known for like run up in your Mike Tyson punch you and suck you.
Hold on. So this nigga knock you out and then make you gay?
I mean, I don't know if he's making like, you gay, but
he is. If you suck your dick,
that's crazy.
But basically like, the bull was like taking mad people innocence and like he's like notorious. They be jumping around to the different jails.
He was an innocent snatcher.
Yeah, they say they say if you in jail in Jersey, you know the bull. They said Snowball. They said nigga just knock you out and fucking. They said he got a one hit quitter and then nigga give you that lip service. Niggas dirty.
That's crazy, man.
That's real bad, man. You don't want to wake up to nothing like that. Or wake up, you got hickeys on your neck from a nigga you sleep.
Like, you gotta go to visit your girl. Like, what's going on there?
You gotta wear them. That's crazy. You wake up and you gotta wear the hickeys on your motherfucking neck.
That's a vicious joint, nigga. Knock you out and then vacuum clean you.
That's crazy.
Just wipe you right out. You're done.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that is. That's wild.
Literally.
Yeah, we gonna leave Snowball in Jersey.
Leave Snowball right alone.
Snowball out of pocket like a pistol.
Snowball is crazy.
Hey, so all right, let's go into the segment of who would you be. Let me think of something real good.
Come on, he's gonna come up with some crazy people.
Okay,
always.
All right, so who would you be? You gotta pick one of them. All right, you know you can't tap dance around this shit, right? If you caught your woman cheating, right, would you want to be the nigga that walked in and actually seen her getting sprayed, slayed and sprayed? Would you want to be...
They walked in the bedroom.
Yeah, walked in the bedroom. Would you want to be the guy who looked in her phone and seen a video of her getting laid and sprayed? Or would you want to be the guy who... Homies told them.
Like they witnessed it?
Yeah, the homies found out and they told them.
How did the homies find out?
It don't matter. They know. And they coming to tell you. They could have seen her coming out of baby lady house.
Listen. She was in BL house?
She was in BL house. Listen.
Oh, man.
They seen her in BL car and then they caught her coming out of BL house.
Oh, you done.
Oh, man.
You embarrassed. It's a rat. So what do you, like, if baby, that's like Ricky Blazer getting you. Like, that's the same. That and baby lady, like the same thing. Like, you're embarrassed. Like, that's, and you know how they gonna come. Yo, man. Yo, I just see your girl. She was in the car with baby lady. Then yesterday, she came out of baby lady crib.
Yeah, so which one is you?
Damn.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
I'm the dude that wanna walk in. So when I walk in, I can make both of them jump out the window. Like, yeah, y'all ready? Go ahead, jump up. Go ahead.
You sound like me.
Hold on. Hold on, wait. Can you give me a whistle? That's a fucking flag on the plate. That's a 15-yard personal foul.
Don't jump out the window.
No. First of all, you ain't never supposed to check the pimp, nigga.
He got to go, though. He got to ride.
Check the hoe,
what do you think he going out of? You think he going to walk past me and go out the steps?
You fucking right.
What I'm going to say, oh, good. Get dressed and get outside.
You live by pimp rules.
So you niggas
is a simp. He don't live by those pimp rules. He's a simp.
So hold on.
He lucky because Dev, you niggas Dev, you know what? Listen, he's not going to go nowhere if Dev there. He's not going to be able to relieve.
Wait. Hold on. So you two niggas is into checking the pimp.
Listen, man. Listen. You ever heard of crimes of passion, nigga? Oh, you walk God. In. You walk in.
So you want them niggas?
Listen. Yeah, absolutely. You talking about you walk in. And remember, in this scenario, if Baby Leg is the nigga that they saw come leg? Out the house, Baby Leg's the dude on the tape. Yep. And Baby Leg is the boy that you walk in. So if your girl, if some nigga hitting your girl from the back and he like 2 feet away from her, you know what I'm saying?
But he's Baby Leg.
He's still getting stroked, but he got mad distance. You know what I mean? You don't want to walk in on that. He
so
gotta
you mad
go.
At you mad at you mad at a nigga because he got more length than you.
Listen, man, I'm mad. So at now,
no,
listen,
it ain't got.
I'm mad.
No, he's really mad because he's Baby Leg.
So he can hit your bitch from across the room, and you
he mad.
So now you want to kill him.
Listen, I'm mad when I walk in. Period. You feel me? Imagine, bro, you just came home from a hard day's work. You walk in, you open. You know what I mean? You hear something.
So you go to get your gun immediately.
You think she got a party tape on? You go in.
You go to get your gun. What you doing?
I don't need to go and get no gun. I'm on them. You're gonna be wrestling
with this guy.
Yeah, he's getting thrown out the window naked.
He's gonna be wrestling.
So you go wrestle with a naked nigga?
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh my
god. Not on duty.
Listen to me. Oh, I walk in my house.
Hold on, wait. Let me just tell you something. Do you realize that when you crack that door open, that man's dick is still hard? Do you realize that?
So he gonna be rashing with the ball all over the floor.
Listen, bro.
So the man you fall bro. All on, and then you poke you all bro. In the stomach with a hard bro. Dick. What type of
this
dick?
Baby leg?
This bro. Baby leg,
bro. Baby leg. I'm stepping on his feet. Then that third foot, I'm stomping on that motherfucker. Yeah, man.
He's trying to finish Baby Leg.
But for real, I think the video footage in the phone. For me personally.
And the fact that it's Baby Leg.
I think it would be probably the worst one for me.
No, I want
to. Oh, my God. Just, I can't.
See, even. I think different from you niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to walk in and see it because I don't want to give a bitch a chance to even make no other type of shit up.
Mm.
So once I get the visual, bitch, this is how you get in there. Come on, my nigga. Let me tell you something. See, I walk in. It's going to be like, all right, come on, my nigga. Get the fuck out. Hurry up. Come on. Because I don't know what she told this bitch. She could have told this nigga anything.
You hear the cool reaction Gil got?
I don't fuck with that nigga like that. No, we ain't together, so I ain't going to never check the pimp. When I tell him to get the fuck out, come on, my nigga. Yo, hurry up. Exit the building, nigga. Now, if there's any type of resistance in him exiting the building,
you gonna be wrestling with him. He gonna be your dad. Now you go UFC.
No.
Now you ain't it like that.
No,
he gonna UFC him, like
no,
you.
No, I'm not. See, now he's opening up the door
for you to excuse for doing what you wanted to do
to
anyway.
Send him to Staples
because you wanted. Wait.
You missed.
Wait.
Let me go by. You missed.
Grab. Which you wanted
listen,
to.
Listen, he grabbed
he
you.
Died. He died.
But either way, you wrestling with a dick now.
No.
He going to hit Baby Leg. He going to hit Baby Leg in his head. He going to hit Baby Leg in his head and Baby Leg up.
So what you do, Gil, hold on, wait. What you do,
imagine he look at you
and he say, nigga, fuck out of here, and he give her two more strokes.
Baby Leg.
See, hold on. Now, that's disrespect.
Right.
He already slaying it as disrespect.
Yeah. No,
what if the nigga, say, see, yeah, that's us, boom, 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 bop, yeah, that's us, bop.
Hold on, let me tell you something. Just because a nigga.
They don't know where I've been. They don't know where I've done. Just running, see the other. This is trying to get me. I got one. What's up, player? Yo, that was a good cut, too. I like that, Joe. What if he done that?
See, the way y'all niggas think.
What if he done that?
It's like nut ass niggas. The way y'all niggas
think. But what if he done that?
Especially if he was a young boy, he's saying that. Where my young boy? Young boy.
That's cool. Y'all some nut ass niggas. See, the way y'all think is like two nut ass niggas.
I'm just saying, what if it?
Okay, first of all.
Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground.
What's going to happen? Like, you're going to be like. First and this all, baby league.
First of all, this ain't nobody
real. No, what if your album was on when you walked in? What's real crazy.
Yeah, that's real. Start singing a song? Like, listen, coming up the steps, he probably start rapping it.
Get down on the ground.
He like your wifey in there banging in my shit. Yeah. Then he opened up the ground. Door, the bulls in there just.
Baby, it's baby late. Baby late, like, yo, that Joe was fire. That Joe was fire. Damn, like, how do you do it?
Okay.
Like,
okay, hold
and
on.
And then he would have go try to hit baby leg in the head now.
Okay, hold on.
And if he missed.
Fuck that. Well, let's take it all the way there then. Since you niggas got all these jokes. All right. You walk in, a nigga in there goddamn tackling your woman. I'm talking about your real woman right now. You diving on a naked nigga? That's what you're saying?
I'm telling you I am.
No, he's going to die.
Hold on. Nigga, you next. So you're diving on a nigga who got his piece out like Maximus Aurelius in Gladiator.
Listen, man, I don't give a fuck. Jumping right on him. I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you, bro. When I open that door... And I see that,
this
my nigga.
Baby leg.
Yo, listen. Whether he was baby leg or baby shrimp, either way.
So just a bad listen. So, Dan. So, Dan, this is how it's going to be. So, it's baby leg. So, as soon as you go to jump, he's going to be like this. Yo, so, Dan, you're going to be wrestling with baby leg. Baby's leg. And next thing you know, what if she grabbed the camera and be like, stop, oh my God. And she recorded. And you wrestling with baby leg.
Bro.
And they go viral.
Okay, so he's attacking the dick.
Right? He's attacking the baby leg.
He wrestling with the baby leg.
Okay. So you I ain't saying in. I'm standing in the door. Hold on, I'm backed up.
So you walk in. I don't know his woman name, but I know your woman name.
Go ahead.
You walk in. April in there.
They exiting in the window. That's all they...
Wait. So you going to check the pimp is what you saying?
No, both of them got to... They got to check out their flying game. They got their frequent flyers miles. They got to delta the situation.
So you going to catch two homicides and go back to jail?
No, I ain't going to catch no homicides. I'm just going to give them an option.
That's what you're saying.
Like, how y'all going to do this? Y'all jumping out there? Y'all not going down these steps.
Hold on.
Y'all got to fly.
So he's saying...
Fly like a bird.
He's saying that's not a homicide. You making two motherfuckers jump out of a window.
I ain't got no gun. It ain't my fault they're going to be wrapped in fear by my martial arts.
So what if a nigga hit, right? And then as soon as you crack the door, a nigga grab that motherfucking piece right there from the side of the big hole. I ain't know.
I'm hitting the window.
No. Because when I was out here wilding and doing shit like that, mm-hmm. I carried my... Like, even when I was naked, I had a book bag on with that burner in it. Because I was scared. Like,
what
I remember,
you was naked with a book bag?
No, because what I'm saying is, I used to, like, when I was dealing with a chick that she was married, I would go over to the crib. It's Bull's crib, though. And I'm like, yo, if he come in here, I understand that he could kill me, whatever the case may be.
That's why I call him Damn Nasty.
Man, no, I would
do
have...
Your woman... Now, oh my God. Do she have any idea of your past life?
Yeah. She know I was a wild bull.
He was in the raw with a book bag.
Yeah, listen.
How you raw with a book bag?
Listen.
No, I had to gut her back.
Nah, because listen, when we went to the shower,
the fanny pack. Yeah, I had a fanny pack.
She was like, yo, why are you bringing that book bag everywhere? Like, you bringing it to the shower? Bag. I brought that book bag in the shower and everything, nigga. There's no way this nigga's coming in here catching me.
He was naked with a fanny. He was raw with a fanny. He was in the raw with a fanny pack on.
Yeah, man.
With a rusty deuce.
It was a brown and 40.
Every time he hear a little noise.
Yo, for real, because I'm like, man, this nigga come here, man.
What type of style, what type of book bag you had?
It was a Swiss joint, a red and black Swiss joint with a brown with a brown and 40 in it. 40 caliber. I was like, yo, I'm not, if I get near this shower.
It was worth all that. You was naked with a book bag on, though, dog.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I need that joint right in.
Was it the book bag? With a strap go around your waist and lock in? Was it that book bag?
No, it wasn't like that.
So you had this chick with a book bag on?
Listen, man, yo, I understood where
so
I was
doing
at.
Doing fucking with niggas' wives, man.
I was wilding, man. My life was crazy when I was a young boy. I was wilding. Yo,
he had a fanny pack on. He was decked with a fanny pack.
It wasn't a fanny pack. Look how he tried to remix it.
Yo, he said, I used to be decked with a fanny pack on.
Yo, cuz, man, I understood.
Yo, why? Yo, why? Cuz why? Cause why you was in the wrong to put it back?
Because you gotta understand. I understood that there was other dudes just like me. Like, I'ma get what I deserve if you walk in this
house.
Was
it worth all that shit, man? Yo, how you, listen, you couldn't even enjoy yourself. He was naked with a book bag on.
Oh, I enjoyed like, myself. I don't know what you talk about. I just needed that extra insurance and arm's reach. God. Like,
yo, man, he was naked with a book. He had a fanny pack on. Butt naked.
Yo, you got to, man.
Yo, did you turn the fanny pack backwards?
It wasn't a fanny pack, man. It's a regular book bag, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, God. No,
hey, listen, man.
Yo, damn, you got to,
y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
No, man. He had a fanny pack on in the room.
It's not a fanny pack.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So,
he still ain't even answer which one he will be.
Who, him?
You.
Oh, I'd rather walk in.
I told
in.
You, they got to jump out the window.
So you would rather walk in?
Yeah, they got to jump out the window.
So let me ask you a question.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather?
That was crazy. He had a fanny pack on butt naked.
Hey, would you rather have sex with a married woman? You got to pick. Or a pregnant woman?
Yo, I heard that. Listen, I'm not saying like people talked about that. I never had a pregnant shot.
No, pregnant, yeah. But
so I'm ready. You know,
it's nothing like when you hit the baby head,
bro. Oh my!
Well, I don't want to damage
my. Hold on, wait, man. Hold on.
You poke the baby.
That's
in
cool
the head.
If it's not yours, but you can't be. You can't get like
when you poke the baby in the head.
So you was poking lib in like that.
But listen, that's.
I'm talking about.
Baby brain damage. I'm baby lazy, for real.
Hold on.
I'm the real BL. Like, we just joking. Like, anybody know I'm BL?
I'm talking about the woman is not your woman. So would you rather have sex with another man's wife or a woman when she's pregnant? But she's not your woman. She's pregnant by another man. Which one?
Why would you choose a pregnant woman?
Pussy is.
That's your nah,
dog.
Man.
The pussy is exceptional when they're pregnant.
I think everybody would choose the pregnant woman.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the married woman.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's wrong. People, let me tell you something. People love wrong. Wrong is the most.
So popping a bitch when she pregnant with another nigga's child is wrong?
That's wrong, but the fact that you slaying somebody else's wife, I think people.
Yeah, she might not. The pregnant one might not have a dude. She might just have a baby.
No, I'm saying she's pregnant by a nigga now that they together.
Oh, but they still together.
Right. So what would you rather do?
Still. So if you take it, if you're going to mess with somebody's wife, man, mess with just the wife that's not the kid it is. Extra disrespectful. He talk about spitting on the kid forehead, you know what I mean? Yeah. Shit like that. Come on, man.
And me, a baby, like I give the kid gonna have brain damage. It's gonna come out. I already know what I'm.
You can see, but he talking about people like wrong. Like when I was dealing with like people wives and stuff, I wasn't thinking about the, oh, it's his wife. I just was dealing with.
I think the baby joint is worse.
It's way worse,
dude. Don't care, like because listen, if she's cheating with you, most of the time he's probably cheating. So she like it ain't really going like. But
hold on. How you figure that?
No, it probably don't really mean nothing to him. I don't know.
Hold on. How you figure? Because one cheating, the other one cheating. Where you get that
where
from?
Where you get that from?
Yeah, you're right. You know, but I will say this. The baby joint? I think the baby joint is crazy.
That's No. Literally, if you bone my wife, that's terrible. If you bone my wife or girl while my kid is in there, like, that's so crazy.
No, but see.
It's kind of like you ruined
now
it.
Now we need to know this.
Hold on.
We need to know this.
Y'all gonna have a baby.
It ruined the kid.
Let me ask Dev this. Because this is a different
level. Baby gonna have some of my features.
This activate a different level of danger with Dev. Now, we're going to have a segment called Danger with Dev.
No, we're not.
Right now, this activate. Because Dev told the one boy, all the boy did, listen, all the boy, now we need to know this conversation. When you find out that this dude did that, we need to know the conversation because you spoke before about the conversation that you had with the dude that you found out that it wasn't yours, and you bought all this stuff for it. And you told him some deep shit. You told him some stuff that was like...
Yeah, my feelings and pride was hurt bad.
And what did you tell him?
We talked about that all last week.
I just want to relive it so we can go into the news.
I just told him I was ready to lose it all.
All right, so now you told him... He was ready to go all the way out. Now listen,
some pussy.
What's the conversation?
Listen, now the combination is this. That was just a dude that told you that was really his girl. You spun money on her and you was upset.
No, but what would the conversation? Just remix that story, but go ahead. I'm gonna let it go.
What would the conversation be with you? Hey, this how it go, and I'm gonna let you in. I'm gonna cue you in. This how it go.
Hello?
No, I got this. Yo, hold up on me. Let me answer this phone real quick. Yo, what's up? This baby leg. What's going on?
What the fuck are you talking about? How did I find out?
Yeah, this baby leg. Who this?
Yo, this Dev.
All right, Dev, what's going on, man? Like, what's happening?
Yo, did you kick my kid in the head with your third leg?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm baby leg. What's going on?
What you mean? What am I supposed to do from there?
No, like, that's where you talk about how you... You know, like, you had a conversation with the boy. So now I'm like, I'm baby leg. I done it.
But how
up?
I find out, man? You got to tell me this story. How I find out, man?
You know it's baby leg. That's all you know.
All I know is it's baby leg.
You know it's baby leg.
That's the thing.
No,
this, you know, this is a hard one because there's no way for him to restore. How does he restore? No. Because remember, I told you about reparations. How does he restore? Like, it's like he ruined my kid.
No, but listen, this how you know it was baby leg. Because I'm going to give you hints. You probably know I'm baby leg. So now, I didn't want a lot of people to know this, but you're going to know. Because baby leg leave a extended scully. That's
that nigga ain't baby leg.
You came to the crib and you saw that scully.
Able call his nut ass nigga baby shrimp.
Listen. Wait a minute. Extended scully. Well, that keep the baby leg warm.
Hey, listen, man. July 27th, man.
This nigga, man. You're terrible.
Why?
You see,
you picked ramming your joint on a baby's head, bro.
What's so bad about that, man?
What you mean? What's so bad?
What's wrong with you?
What's so bad about that?
You know what? You
because he ain't never had no pregnant pussy. That's why.
You tainted.
Let me tell you something. Okay, hold on. So if your woman was pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. The woman you got now.
Yeah.
You still gonna get some pussy during the whole pregnancy, right?
Right.
Okay, so...
But he came out this dick, and now the same dick is hitting him in the forehead.
Okay.
That's different.
So let me ask you a question.
That's deep.
The baby don't know what dick hit them in the head.
So do they qualify that? Excuse me. Two things. It was two things I wanted to know. I want to know something. Then I had something that happened. I'm going to ask you something. Do they qualify that as child abuse?
No.
It is if you baby late, because I was told that. The doctors told. But that's another story. But I want to say this. You know what I find interesting? It seemed like everywhere I've been going lately, every store I've been going at, it's just like commissary items been popping right up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, like, how did commissary, like, just out of nowhere? Like, stuff I was used to get on commissary, I'm like, wow. It'd just be right there in the store. And then I was like, I've been trying to find, like, certain soups. I haven't found them. I don't, like.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about,
I'm talking about, like, shit been popping up, like, on me, like. A bunch of stuff that I used to buy in jail, but the soups I'm looking for, I didn't find.
So what, you see your jail products on the streets? What the fuck did you...
No, but I think, listen, this is what I think, man. This is what I think.
Before we go any further, July 27th, $1 million worth of game, live podcast. Get your tickets ASAP.
Yeah, please get your tickets. July 27th, me and this nut will be live podcasting. in Philadelphia, and it's going to be his birthday. I still got to get my chops, whatever age you is. You know your age changes every year, but it don't change every year.
It's supposed to change every year, you fucking dickhead.
It go back. But that's another story. But I'm still looking for some. I got to go connect with a couple of people that was in the joint with me because they know like where to get certain stuff from jail.
Let's go to the music industry, man.
All right, we're going to talk about the music industry. We're going to get straight to it. Let me explain something to you. The music, the word business, music business, the word business is longer than music for a reason. The way the game is going now, a song could change your life. You get one song, you could be out of here. A lot of people is not understanding that. You have a lot of people just be on Instagram, they just be rapping to rapping because they like it's back in the day. You remember back in the day, you could just rap and they'll sign you. Oh, he's hot. He just dropped 1,000 bars. Let me sign him. But now you have a dude to be on Instagram, they be hot. They might be hot on the Instagram time, but they can't make a song to save your life. A song that's going to grab the people, that's going to hold on to the people and just really do something. And you got a 360 deal. You got so many different ways to get into the music business.
Right.
You got the manager, you got the writers, it's so many different ways, but everybody is so focused on being an artist when the people that's around the artist is, their career lasts longer than the artist.
Right, right. Because once the artists come out, the artists most of the time are dated. You know what I'm saying? The person that's behind the scene, like producers, lasts forever. Like what's real crazy is producers can last longer without tags on their beats. So you know how you turn on the beat and the joint and it be like, Little Mikey on the beat.
Yeah, okay.
When you hear that.
You place yourself in time.
Yup. So a person, when they hear that tag on there, they be like, that's that 2012 to 2014.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that produce music that be... Damn, that you don't even really know.
It's funny
like
you say that
because
I don't even hear them. Like a lot of people that I heard when they dropping them tags,
it's an
certain
era
people
of time.
I don't hear.
Yeah, it's an era of time, man.
Right.
But then you got other people that put out joints that be like Jay Johnson and shit like that. Older white dudes be producing joints for Usher. All these people for stupid years. Songwriters too. Probably what you think, like 2010, the songwriters wanted their names all in the joints. You would hear like The Clutch and shit like that. Kerry Hilson, they was writing songs. Niggas was jumping on the songs in the beginning. That hurts you. If people know that the Dream writes this kind of song, then his songs is only going to be hot for a certain amount of time. Where if he didn't become famous and he just wrote the joints, he'd be writing forever, like on all the big records.
Let me tell you something. Everybody out here want to get into the music industry, want to be an artist. It's so many people eating out of the music industry that never steps foot into a booth and records anything for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a writer. You could be a manager. You could be a marketer and promoter. You could be so many things. You could be a producer. You could be so many other things other than an artist. I know being an artist is something that come with the glitz and the glamour and You envision yourself being on that BET stage and the MTV stages, but it's so many ways to get money in the music industry other than being an artist. So, and we live in a day and time where people push their homies to be artists just because they hanging around. Might as well get in the booth. You ain't doing nothing. He ain't got it in him. It's not in him to be an artist. So stop forcing your homies to rap because they around. Like, put them in position to do something else, to be great in other areas.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I see it all the time where I be in the studio, there'll be a bunch of youngins in there, and then the young boy go in the booth, he horrible. It'd be 10 young boys outside the booth acting like that shit nice, and then I just ask, how long you been rapping, youngin? Like a month. You know, my homies told me I should do it. Quit, nigga. You're horrible. You ain't got no shot. You wasn't even on beat.
But hold up. You know the comeback to that is, oh, it's a bunch of horrible dudes that got signed. So that's encouraging a lot of people to say, I'm going to spit.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's everybody come back.
But even for the people with talent, they got to understand that you do not have to be Ross. You do not have to be Drake to make money. And when we say make money.
But who don't want to be them?
I get that. But what I'm saying is for people that think that it's either one or the other,
It don't work like that. There are so many writers behind the scene. If you're a producer, right? You know how to make beats. You know how to work that. You know you can make a half decent beat and land something in Ford Focus commercials. That's what we do here. We land Jones in car commercials and shit like that. It don't matter. We write records that end up just playing in the background of shows like Real World, you know, Big Brother, yeah, anything like that. And them checks is going to come and on time. You know what I'm saying? Right. You writing records, you could be writing records for smaller groups like a Shiny in Korea and shit like that. Like, they'll take your song that you write and they translate it for us, put it in their language, but they keep, like, the hook will be kind of like in English because they love, like, American culture. They cutting them checks, writing songs for groups in Iceland, all of that. And the craziest part about the music business shit is you'll get checks for songs that never come out. Like, they paid you for the record. Their album might not drop, but mm-hmm. you got paid. Mm-hmm. That artist is just fucked up. They in debt and all of that. But mm-hmm. their budget goes to you. Right. So we eat up budgets regardless. Now, would I want the song to come out, be a big hit, and then I could get all this other money? Yeah, but I got my front end money regardless. Right. So just know that you can make money doing that other shit too, man.
Right, absolutely. And like Karen Civil is a perfect example of somebody out here that's fucking the game up.
Killing them. Like, she's like a goat.
Like, and she's on the, and she's a behind the scenes.
You know, all the way behind the scenes, but she's able to put, she's a connector, and she put the, you just throw her any puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle, she's going to put it together in no time. She put the puzzle together. She bring the pieces together.
And that's what you need. You need somebody around you who you can concentrate on being an artist when you're an artist, and they put the pieces together. You know, at the end of the day, you only going to go as far as your team can help you go. You know, it's not just you creating the music and you doing everything by yourself. You got to have a team. You got to have people around you that know what they doing. You got to have people around you that know how to conversate with other people. You got to have people that know how to articulate your vision and what it is you're trying to get accomplished in the music industry.
Right, because if you don't have a team and you get picked up by one of these labels like Gil, no. If you get signed to Cash Money and you don't got your own team, it's not Cash Money, you don't got your own team that do everything, you're going to end up just dying, rotting on Cash Money.
That's how it go.
Each of those artists had their own team. When we ended up working down there, we were a team for different artists that were there. Yeah. Each artist needs a team, so you're gonna need that regardless. Ain't no what do they call that? Artist development.
That's over.
It's over. So you gotta build that yourself, because you get a deal prematurely, what's gonna happen? Nothing. Right. You're gonna tell your whole family, I got the deal. They hit you off with a couple dollars. Now you owe.
And let me tell you youngest something. All you youngest that be having dreams of signing a record deal ain't shit.
How you gonna say that when the dude on the corner fucked up? Well, I'm just coming back.
I'm about to tell you why I'm gonna say that, because okay, let's take Universal for example. You know how many artists sign in Universal?
About 200
that you never heard of in your fucking life.
Facts.
And you're never going to hear of them in your fucking life either.
Facts.
Because at the end of the day, Universal is a $1 billion company. So what is it that we need? Some tax write-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Sign a bunch of them niggas.
But guess who could get the budget from the project?
Producer.
Yup. And you be on vacation. They fly us out there to, you know what I'm saying, we in the best hotels. Right. And this is all coming out this person's budget. Album budget,
because
right?
Because at the end of the day, we got $1 billion. And we got to spend it on something.
Yup.
We got an asshole full of money. We got to spend it on something. So, because if we don't spend it, we have to pay Uncle Sam. So, let's spend it on these high-ass hotels, this high-ass video we about to shoot for you. You want to rent the Phantom this weekend?
Because we're just loaning you money.
Absolutely.
You got to pay that back.
And we're going to put it in, okay, we're going to try to help you get the best look possible to blow. But if you don't blow, who cares?
Nope.
We don't.
Yeah, they already have. Usually they're cash cow artists that they making their money off of and everything like that. So
right, if you pop off, that was great. If you don't,
what they're actually doing is this. They're signing artists and then hoping that you pop on your own and they already own you.
Well, the era that we live in today is, ain't no record labels blowing no artists up from scratch.
Right. You got to put the work in first.
So you got to have the groundwork laid down. And if you don't got the groundwork laid down, then you're going to sit on the shelf like Campbell's soup.
But you know what they will do? They will sign you, hold you, and then if you do something on your own that pops, they got, guess what? That's ours. But they ain't putting no work
in. Let me correct Gil. I got to correct Gil about Campbell's soup don't sit on the shelf. That people buy that a lot.
Yeah, but it's still on the shelf.
Yeah, but not that long.
How you know?
Campbell's soup, everybody buy that, man. What are you talking about?
I don't got no Campbell's soup in my house. You got Campbell's soup in your house?
No.
Oh, okay, so everybody don't buy it. What I'm saying is the point is you sit on the shelf, nigga. That was the point. All right. Okay.
While everybody else getting paid, because guess what? The engineer got paid.
Absolutely. Everybody got paid.
Let me tell you something.
The assistant, everybody getting paid.
And guess who else going to get paid?
Out of your check.
Me, July 27th.
Yeah, talk about that.
This live podcast.
You better be there. July 27th, Gilly the Nut. Birthday weekend. Everybody, when you come, you can punch on him. Get your punches like back in the day.
Yeah, all right. Get your punches if you want.
Y'all be getting mine before then. Hey,
July 27th.
If it's going down, hit the link in the bio.
Worth a game live.
Hit the link in the bio. Grab your tickets right now. They're going. I mean, listen, I don't want you to come to that door. You ain't grab no ticket.
Come to the door. We be looking at you through the glass.
Yo, hey.
How you doing, buddy?
You be looking like, wow.
No ticket, you can't visit.
No ticket, you can't kick it. Like that, don't you? I used to rhyme back in the day.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So listen, man, we appreciate everybody for tapping in every week.
Appreciate
this
everybody.
Is $1 million worth of game.
July 27th. Get your ticket
right now. Link in my Instagram bio. Eventbrite.
Link in my bio.
And come kick it with us. We're gonna have a crazy Q&A session with the crowd. You know, if you a girl, bring out your girlfriends, or bring out your boyfriend or your husband.
Gonna be drinks.
If you a guy,
liquor.
Bring out your homies, or bring out your wife. Or yeah, we gonna have. Oh, we gonna party, man. We gonna turn up. I'm doing shots with everybody, and we gonna enjoy life, man.
This is
$1 million worth of game. I'm Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right.